Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. In 1918, the new thing, jazz, is percolating through the record industry. There's no denying the sales and proliferation of this new music. While there are lovers, there certainly are haters. Edison, who's the world's greatest tinkerer, but not the world's greatest music critic, is still in full control of what records were being released on his label, but mostly what was not to be released, like the new upbeat, lowbrow, dance and jazz that was a scourge as far as he was concerned. Edison's disdain for jazz was well known, and it was just one part of his company's slow decline as the major force in the industry. He would not let go of his cylinder format, but eventually acquiesced and made a proprietary diamond disc machine that could only play special discs made by him, of course, again, and the material was not up to what the public wanted. Despite the pleas of his staff to expand the catalog, the wizard insisted he knew best. He insisted on sound quality above the music itself, and he would listen to and approve each recording before it was released, even when that meant having to bite into a phonograph to receive the vibrations through his head as he became deaf. Well, here's one little attempt at something to keep up with the times by the Jodis Society Orchestra on a blue Amberall cylinder record from 1918. Here is Cheer Up, Liza. This week's Centennial Song.